In contrast to recent meetings about the rash of children who've died under the Department of Children and Families watch, the Child Protection Summit's kickoff sounded more like a concert. And while interim DCF Secretary Esther Jacobo says she's glad to see that kind of passion, she says it's important to remember the challenges the group is facing.
Before we can talk about our promise, we need to speak several names. We speak their names because, through no fault of their own, they suffered and died. These are children who we collectively knew as a system of care. We start by speaking these names because they remind us of our challenge. They remind us of our awesome responsibility. They remind us of our commitment.
And as DCF officials work to change direction, several former foster kids talked about their own experiences and some changes they'd like to see. They're part of a group called Florida Youth Shine, which had a hand in getting a piece of legislation nicknamed the Normalcy Bill passed last legislative session. The measure gives foster parents more say in what their kids can or can't do, rather than having them get an okay from the courts.
It feels strange to ask someone to if they want to hang out for the weekend or go see a movie, and you have to respond to them and tell them, yeah, I'd love to do that. Let me go ask the judge and see if I can get that passed by Friday. And so it really veers you away from having a lot of friendships and normal experiences that you can have.
That's Daniel Pettis. He says he thinks the new rule change will really help kids who are growing up in the foster care system now. This year, the group is pushing to make it easier for foster kids to get driver's licenses. Right now, it's hard for foster kids to get driver's licenses because they often don't stay at one address for long and face both different insurance regulations and concerns about who's liable if they get into an accident. But as far as the department's current problems, Pettis says based on his own experiences, more funding and more services for families would be a big help. He says his mom struggled with addiction when he was a kid and often couldn't find enough money to make ends meet.
She loved us to death, and she did the best she could to raise us, and we all turned out good kids. We just had to go to foster homes because we were in poverty. So we got taken from someone who loved us to put with strangers when some preventative services could have rearranged that, and then we could have lived as a whole family and not have had to experience any of that.
Chelsea Bramblett says she had a similar experience when she was placed in foster care at the age of 15.
My mother, she loved us to death. She did everything. One thing we didn't lack with in our household was love and support. And my mother had everything besides the money and the services that she needed.
And Bramblett says besides providing more services, the DCF should focus on educating parents about the services that are available to them now.
When the court case was open and they started coming in, she wasn't really offered those services and saying, hey, we have these programs available for you. If those programs would have been available, she would have been on track to get her kids and take care of us. But we were placed into foster care and had to age out of foster care. And if she would have had those services, we wouldn't have had to be separated from our family and face those problems.
Both Pettis and Bramblett say if a kid must be removed from their home, the state should put more emphasis on keeping siblings together. Bramblett says it made a huge difference to be placed with her sister.
I don't think that I would have been able to get through the foster care system if I hadn't have been placed with my sibling, because as Daniel said, we went through it together, we suffered together, we understood the problems that we faced, and we were each other's support system.
The group also says helping kids who come into foster care when they're older, and therefore aren't as likely to be adopted, prepare for the real world is an important focus. It's something they say another piece of legislation that passed last session will help with. It extends care eligibility to a foster kid's 21st birthday. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.